Supreme Court Justice, or Supreme Court candidate, Maria.
Thank you. I'll take Supreme Court Justice, but I'm actually a Supreme Court Justice candidate. So, welcome everyone, thank you. I'm gonna start out with an apology that I have an alto voice, so it's a little bit lower than normal, and I apologize, but you're a great group that I can talk to. I'm gonna tell you why this race. Well, first of all, I should have introduced myself. I am Judge Maria Lazar. I'm on the Court of Appeals, District 2, not your county. I am the 12 counties that surround Milwaukee, but don't include it. I'm gonna tell you why this race is so important, why it is that I'm the better qualified candidate, and I am, and why we're gonna be successful and prevail in April. First of all, this race is so important because we are dealing with a court that I believe has lost a lot of respect in the state of Wisconsin. I honestly believe that people go into that court and think that they are not getting a fair opportunity to be heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but I know the perception is that that's what's happening. This is a court that needs to have a justice who has independence, impartiality, and integrity, and judicial restraint. You need to elect someone, when you look at the candidates in this race, who has a proven track record to do the right thing and to follow the law and not legislate from the bench. You may think that it's good to have a judge who's going to be active and do what they want and say what the law should be in their mind, but that's the absolute wrong thing you want. This court is so important. We have three branches of government, and the judiciary is set there to do one thing only, to say what the law is. You're gonna be hearing from a lot of people today who are gonna talk to you about the legislature and everything else and policy. That is not the court. You're gonna hear people talking about agendas and mandates. That is not this court. This court is the body that is supposed to be sober, quiet, calm, and say what the law is. And that's what I've done for the 11 years that I've been on the bench, as opposed to my opponents, about 4 or 5. And that's what I will do for the next 10 years on the state Supreme Court. We are looking at a court that is now 4-3. When I win, it will stay 4-3. We're not changing its composition. But the three votes are so very important because you need three votes to bring a case up from the Court of Appeals. Right now, every year, 500 appeals are brought up to the state Supreme Court where they ask them to take them, and they take about 12 or 14. The importance is which cases they're taking and what they're looking at. In the last few years, the state Supreme Court has decided that it has a mandate to do things the way they want, not what the law is. And I'll explain one case. Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities ask for a tax exemption because they are a religious group. The state Supreme Court in Wisconsin voted 4-3 that they were not. The U.S. Supreme Court, which is not a body that's all one political persuasion or agenda, they don't have agendas, I apologize, they voted 9-0 that Wisconsin was wrong. And the reason is you cannot tell a religious group what they can do and how they're going to act. We have constitutional rights. Our state Supreme Court in Wisconsin is not looking at that. They need someone on the dissent, which is where I'll be, the 4-3. But you need someone there who is going to do their job and stand up every day, stand up for everyone's rights, and do just that. Hamilton said when they founded our country that the judiciary was really the weakest, least important, least significant branch of all, except he said the danger would be if you unite the judiciary and the legislature, because then you lead to tyranny. And I'm very concerned that in our state, the people in this state think that's where we're headed, and perception is very important. We need to have justices on that court who can stand up and say, if I have a bias, I'm off the case. If you all think I have a bias, I'm off the case. I do that every day in my job on the Court of Appeals. Now, I was going to tell you about why I'm more qualified. I have spent my entire life leading up to this role. I was born in Wisconsin, left it only for 3 years to go to Georgetown Law School. I came back, I spent 20 years in private practice. After that, I spent 5 years at the Wisconsin Department of Justice representing you, representing state officials, representing the office of people in this government. And then after that, I had a Dane County judge in the smallest of cases, one that people probably don't care about, but I did, concerning a foster child. And I had that judge say to me on the record in court that the law did not matter, and I lost. Now, you may not know me well, but once you get to know me, I don't like to lose, and I don't like to lose when I shouldn't lose. So I went home, and I was absolutely devastated because I lost that case. That foster child lost the rights that I thought he had, and it was never going to change. So I went home, and I talked to my family, and I said, you know what? I can do better. So I ran for judge in my home county of Waukesha. I ran unopposed, which, by the way, for everybody running for office, I highly recommend. It's the best way to run an election. It is fantastic. So the only thing you have to worry about is my campaign person, which I had before I was unopposed, said, don't go anywhere and say anything stupid, so just shut your mouth. And we, on the election night, we looked at, don't have, you know, all these people do write-ins against you. So that was sort of a running joke about how many I'd get against me. But nope, there wasn't a write-in campaign. I won. It was fantastic. And then I ran again. So I served 7 years there. And I was in every rotation except for family. And I was presiding judge in two of them, including criminal during COVID, which I can tell you was absolutely fantastically difficult to manage five criminal judges when I have one courtroom open in the building at all. And you have to do rights for every defendant as well as keep everyone safe, because we all thought there were all these issues. So after that, there was an opening on the Court of Appeals. I ran for that, opposed, contested seat, a little more difficult, but I won that. And I have loved being on the Court of Appeals like you would not believe. I read all the time. I write all the time. My driver husband has told me that he will take me places as long as I read in the car. So I do read in the car. I even have a little flashlight so I can read when it gets darker on these days in Wisconsin. So it has been my absolute pleasure to walk around, to drive around this state and to tell everyone why this race is so important, and to tell you, when you look at the two candidates, there is no question. The choice is clear and stark. I am a judge. I've been a judge for 11 years. It is who I am. I will be the best justice that you've had. My opponent was a politician, literally a member of a party in Madison. She was appointed by a politician to the first bench she had. No appointments, no party members. And she has told you in black and white on her website that she will do her job to do the judicial, she will use a judicial philosophy that is people-based. You're not, I don't think we have a lot of lawyers in the room, but I'll tell you this. One, that's not a judicial philosophy. Two, what it means is she's telling you that she's going to operate with the same agenda and mandate as the state Supreme Court currently does. She's going to rule on cases based on who you are, not what the law says. And that is scary. We need a justice up there who's not one side or the other, who is actually independent. You can look up my record, go to my website. You can see every opinion I've published. You can see opinions I wrote on the trial circuit court. You can see what I stand for, how I work, how hard I work, and that I am the better qualified, better judicially bound person for this position. Now, you're going to hear a lot of people today, so I'm going to stop and just say, tell everyone in April, this is an important election. We are going to win this election. And tell everyone that I need their vote. Have them look at both of us, and the choice is clear. So thank you for letting me come here today to talk to you. I appreciate it. And I will run off to the next place. But I don't think I have time for questions. So I appreciate everyone here. Thank you so very much. And I appreciate it all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me come. Thank you.
No, thank you for coming.
I will. Thank you so much for letting me come and talk.